Now I'll be joined by Kieran Nolan, who is a therapist with Headway, and he'll be talking about brain injury, and it's called acquired brain injury, isn't
That's
it?
That's exactly yes. it, yes, well, Lakshmi.
So, thank you for coming to our program.
My pleasure, lovely to be here over on the north side of Dublin on a beautiful sunny Monday morning.
It is indeed. And you actually got trained around here, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is actually kind of local. I feel like I'm coming back to the hood, if I may say that a little bit. Yeah, I trained as a therapist around the corner in Northside Counselling. Feels like many moons ago now, let me tell you, but it's lovely to be back on this side of the city. And of course, Headway
You're
is based.
South side, is it?
Well, actually, you know, I live on the south side. But Headway is based on the north side of, certainly our head office, I should say, is based on the north side of Dublin city centre there in the beautiful borough of Smithfield, Stony Batter. So that's where we're located.
Yes. So tell us what you do in Headway.
Sure. Well, I suppose, you know, I work as a counsellor in Headway. And for those of your listeners who may not be familiar with Headway or haven't come across that name before, Headway is a community-based non-profit organisation that provides rehabilitative services to people after acquired brain injury. And Lakshmi, like a lot of these things, you know, maybe you wouldn't have heard of Headway or acquired brain injury until it comes knocking on your door. And we hear that a lot from our service users and clients. So acquired brain injury, an injury to a person's brain, and that can happen through various different means. So we all know people, maybe you've had a stroke, we'd consider that an acquired brain injury. And indeed, you know, traumatic brain injury, we're looking at maybe someone in a road traffic accident or maybe someone who's been assaulted. So we have clients who attend our services who would have acquired a brain injury.
Yes.
So we're an adult service, so we're seeing people 18 years and over in the Headway.
I was reading some research, which they haven't had any special research that's published, but it seems compared to, in Europe, it's usually young people who have, you know, high incidence of brain injury.
Yes, like I understand for those aged between 15 and 29, they're three times more likely to sustain a traumatic brain injury. And then certainly, you know, for males, just from a gender perspective, they're also statistically higher risk category for sustaining traumatic brain injury. And I wonder if that's because males maybe tend to take a little bit more risk than our female counterparts. So if we think about maybe, you know, the driving over the speed limit or maybe forgetting to, you know, put the seatbelt on at the car. So yeah, I mean, certainly we're meeting clients in Headway who present with brain injury through, you know, various different means. I mean, certainly, you know, example, sports injuries that happens too. In terms of traumatic brain injury, we're looking at, you know, an actual impact to the head. One of the main causes of that statistically is through fall. So for example, in Headway, and I can just go on the 2018, our own statistics in Headway, and last year, 30% of our clients who presented as a result of stroke and 16% as a result of falling. So we know that, you know, falling can cause that. And of course, it's something that we don't think about. You know, so that's probably not what we're going to read in the newspaper. But I certainly have met clients, say, for example, who are coming home from a night out. And maybe, you know, they trip, maybe getting out of the taxi, or they trip at the doorstep of the door, of the hall door. And, you know, family members thinking, oh, they've had a couple of drinks and sure, they'll be fine when they, you know, they'll just sleep that off. And then the next morning, there's that experience of actually they don't seem quite right. Something isn't, you know, isn't how it normally would be. So, yeah. So, I mean, I suppose the bottom line is we're all human. We're all vulnerable to these things. And as I was saying, like, we really don't know a lot about it until it comes into our own lives, until we're affected ourselves. And that's where I suppose, you know, the medical input is very important, and indeed, you know, community services such as Headway that offer the kind of ongoing support and assistance.
So do you consider yourselves an ongoing support?
Absolutely, absolutely. So in terms of recovery, generally speaking, people would attend, like, you know, a hospital for acute treatment after brain injury, and then, you know, they would be discharged home, and it's at that point then that people really need a lot of support and assistance. And for sure, you know, the hospital hospitals certainly do a wonderful job in terms of making sure people survive the injury and that they're stable. But it's really, it's that home piece where you're back in your community, you're maybe back to work, you're back in your family, and that's when sometimes subtle difficulties will arise. And of course, there's a whole array of difficulties that might
and
present.
And that's when it hits you, really.
Well, that's it.
The family too, then. It's coping for life, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's kind of a long term.
Yes.
Now, we absolutely see people who make really great recovery. And I suppose every, as we would say in Headway, every brain injury is individual.
Yes.
And so therefore, the recovery path is also quite unique and individual to the person. Mm. But often it's really only when the person gets home that they realise kind of what the difficulties that are now presenting. Mm. So if we think about it for a second, the brain really being the centre, you know, a very, very important organ. And it really is what helps us make sense of ourselves and the world around us. So it's what helps us to feel physically. It's what, you know, we need our brain to make us physically move. But of course, you know, also our thinking skills. So how we make sense of the world, our attention, our concentration, our memory, the whole gauntlet of all of that. And then of course, you know, things like our personality also is encapsulated in the mind and the brain. So all of those things that many of us would just take for granted day to day can take an impact as a result of brain injury. And that's why people often will need the input of professionals to adjust and to make sure that their quality of life is at a, you know, a level that they are happy with.
So you mean if you think of a brain as a, it's not a machine at all, but it has certain parts, and it's
an
very complex, and nobody actually explains what the brain is.
Absolutely,
I remember, you know, but I wonder. For instance, this impact, for instance, you know, that you have trauma to the brain, and it kind of changes the whole personality, as you were saying, and it changes everything in your life. If your personality changes, things that you couldn't do, you used to do, and then I think it's a tragic event in one's life.
It can be, absolutely it can be. And again, going back to that sense of it being individual.
Yes.
So for some people, they would say actually no, that my personality hasn't changed hugely. And then for others, they would say absolutely, there's a very marked difference in how the person is in the world. And then, you know, something again that we might take for granted, our own self-awareness, our own ability to have insight and to know ourselves, that can be impaired as a result of brain injury. So for example, like when we meet people in Headway, we like to ask them to bring along a family member or a significant other, because we want to get a sense of, you know, how are you doing as an individual now at this point in your recovery or your rehabilitation. And then it's really important to get that kind of collateral piece of information. So the family member might say, actually, you know, John is doing really great, but this particular areas maybe that he could do with some assistance in. And so it's very important to get that family input. You know, when I talk to my clients about the impact of brain injury, I like to use the analogy of, imagine going, you know, to a dinner party and the table is beautifully set and you're all organised, your guests will be arriving 5 minutes and you've got the meal is almost prepped and, you know, you've got your cutlery and beautiful napkins and the whole shebang. And then brain injury, if we're to continue on that analogy, is like getting the tablecloth, ripping it out and everything going up in the air.
Yes.
And your guests are about to arrive in 3 minutes, and then you press pause on that picture and you're not sure how is this going to come down. So in terms of the, you know, when I start pressing play again, how is this all going to fall, and how do we pick up those pieces, and how do we put life back together again for ourselves? And that is very much a very unique individual journey for people. There is no exact manual on that, but of course we want to support people as they put the pieces
back. I'm just thinking, as a therapist, it must be similar thing. I mean, each individual is so different.
That's right.
So for you yourself, it must be traumatic for each person, you know, how to support this person.
Sure. Well, you know, certainly in terms of my own approach in therapy and counselling, very much coming from a person-centred approach, and we very much try to work from a person-centred approach in Headway. So that's why we're meeting everybody for an initial appointment to get a sense of where they're at, and then tailor what we can offer depending on that person's unique need. But certainly, you know, from a therapy perspective, we're finding out how is the person doing, you know, again from a psychological perspective, what's going on, what kind of support, and just the person needing that bit of space to be able to process what has happened, because it certainly can be traumatic. And I suppose one of the other characteristics of brain injury is that it certainly comes unexpectedly. It's one of those things that we don't predict or we can't plan for. So life is plodding along and then suddenly bang, brain injury happens, and there's no preparation for it. Yeah. And I suppose then, because it's quite unique and individual in terms of the trajectory of that recovery, that's also a unique path. So that takes a person quite a while to get their head around and their heart around what's actually happened to them, and indeed the family. So again, that ripple effect, if you think about us human beings, we're social creatures, and we have relationships and how we relate, and those intimate relationships, they also get affected, because if I have a sense of being different in the world, how I relate to the other may also take an impact, right down to even how I communicate, or indeed maybe my personality, as we mentioned a moment ago, that might be different. So one of the things, you know, we work a lot with family members in Headway also, because we want to support the whole system, not just the person who's come through the brain injury, but also their family members. And what we hear a lot from family members is that, you know, the wider community might say, Asher, John looks absolutely great. He's made a brilliant recovery. Delight to see him out and about again. But for the family and at home behind closed doors, again, those subtleties where the person might have difficulties with fatigue, they might have difficulties, again, you know, that cognitive perspective, remembering people's names. They might go down to the shop to get some groceries and come back with just one item. They didn't, you know, get the other seven items that were on the list. So things that, you know, wider family community don't really see, but the family see it. And so that's why it's important that we transport everybody.
In other words, as I'm listening to, I think that person and the family is rediscovering themselves and how to be in the world.
Yes.
In one sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's certainly an invitation for that, you know, because this has happened. So there's no turning back the clock. And it's what do we do with this? Now, if we go back to this idea of it being individual, so every family relationship has its own dynamic and its own way of relating, you know, so that means then that I suppose like maybe a family intervention would be helpful. So certainly in Headway we would work with families as well as individuals and couples to help them navigate through those changes and try and reconnect with each other again, and it can be helpful to have some input and some help around that.
And I suppose you see, when you have such an injury, you tend to go home.
Yes.
To be with people that you know.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So I suppose it's inevitable that that families will be thrown together.
Absolutely.
And who's going to look after them?
Well, that's a really good point. And that is a struggle for a lot of families, actually, who's going to do the looking after. So if we take an example of the person who's had the brain injury might be the main wage earner in that family, might be the person that goes out and actually, you know, is bringing the salary home. And now this person, for whatever reason, is not returning to work in the immediate future. So now what do we do for an income? Because we still have mortgage to pay. We still have bills to pay. So where does that come from? So it means that the other person in the family, maybe the partner who may maybe was stay at home, maybe minding children, then them having to think about, do I have to go back to work? Do I have to enter the workforce? So it's already a fairly stressful situation, because of course there's that, we don't know what the timeline is. We don't know, is John going back to work? And of course I'm just using that name John generically. But we don't know, is John going back to work next week? Is he going next month? Or will it be after Christmas? So what are we going to do? And that's, you know, a very practical, stressful thing for a lot of families dealing with this.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very stressful.
It's very traumatic for the whole family and for partners.
Absolutely.
And children.
Absolutely.
Their dad has changed, dad or mom has changed. And it's not only brain injuries, means strokes as well, health problems, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, you know, the person's overall well-being and how they function in the world. And again, back to the idea of roles and families, that they can change. So, for example, maybe, you know, dad would have taken the kids at weekends, would have been quite hands-on. And now, actually, because of fatigue or whatever might be going on as a result of the brain injury, that he can't spend as long a time with the children. And so now the partner has to, you know, even be more available to the children. I mean, the list goes on and on and on in terms of that adjustment piece. That's exactly it.
It's nothing, you know, hugely it is psychological, how to live with this trauma.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things we get asked, I know that certainly the medical profession get asked this a lot too, is when is he going to be better? And it's a really, really difficult question to answer, because, you know, we can't put an actual timeline on that. We can't say, well, by Christmas, everything will be back to normal. We just don't know. And it's that place of unknowing, that place of uncertainty can again be quite stressful for families, because of course we're all living very busy lives. There's lots of demands and pressure on people again to, you know, pay bills, put the kids through school, pay mortgage or rent or whatever the bills are. So this not knowing when are we going back to normal is actually quite a stressful thing for families. And of course, as professionals, we can't answer that. We can, you know, absolutely assist and support in terms of the journey, in terms of the recovery journey, but we just can't say when that's going to be back to normal.
And there may be, you know, disruptions in the family life in the sense not only this injury, but I suppose between husbands and wives and partners, and they may change, and people, it's amazing, traumatic event.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, as human beings, we always have things being thrown at us anyway. I mean, relationships, there's always ups and downs. I mean, that's normal for all of us in relationships. It can always be a little bit bumpy at the best of times.
Yes.
But then when you throw kind of a health crisis into the mix, that can really exacerbate what's going on in terms of an impact on relationship and family.
On the positive side, maybe you can discover, rediscover yourselves
Absolutely.
In a positive manner. You
Absolutely. And we see that all the time. I'm delighted to be here today to say that certainly my experience in Headway, that we absolutely do see people who make wonderful, you know, kind of growth in themselves, that they make sense of the injury for themselves, and that they don't let that be the demise or the end of their quality of life, that actually they find new purpose, new meaning in their life. And that, yes, the injury might take them in a new direction, but that new direction actually can be quite uplifting. It can be very positive. And certainly, again, I'm just thinking about, you know, the various different groups that we would run in Headway. I know one of the things that we do is we organise as a choir.
Yes.
And I know that it's had a really positive impact. I know this because this is the feedback that we get from our clients, because, of course, we're asking, you know, what's working here and what would you like more of?
Yes.
But something like a choir and how that has given people, you know, a sense of connection with others in that group, but also out in the community, performance, people having to step out of their comfort zones and take a little bit of a risk and perform. People who would have said in a million years, I'd never be in a choir, maybe before brain injury and before they made their way to Headway. And here they are in, and that's just one example. I mean, I give you many in terms of, you know, kind of recovery and good news.
I've been looking at some of the research lately, and I found that music therapy is one of the best things.
Absolutely,
And it's there's a part of your brain which say specializes in music, and then language, isn't it?
That's right.
And I read, which is very funny, this lady who had a brain injury. I don't know from what. It was I just read the abstract.
Yeah.
And it said that she started talking with an Irish brogue.
Right, yes.
It's in the language area.
That's right,
because, and they tried to find out how come that she's changed accent.
Yeah.
Right. But as a child, this is how she spoke.
Right.
And it's gone back to this. So she started speaking with an Irish brogue rather than the accent she had developed later.
Yeah. So we have been quite fortunate in that we've employed a music therapist in Headway. Actually, Monday is her day, so she's in there today as we speak. And we've seen some really wonderful improvement for some of our clients who've engaged in music therapy. And I know just one particular case of a gentleman who has quite a significant aphasia, so a difficulty with communication and with speech,
language.
With language and speech, production of speech. And really the music therapy helping him to express himself. And certainly reports from family would be very positive. So we absolutely have, we can see that music therapy can be very helpful. Of course, you know, that mightn't be for every single person, but certainly for those who wish to engage in it and are able to engage in it, certainly we can see some really positive outcomes for that.
Do you do anything like art as well?
We do, Lakshmi, absolutely. We've got a number, actually, that's probably one of our popular groups in Headway.
Yes.
We have an arts and craft. In fact, we were just exhibiting out in Marley Park last week.
Yes.
We had a really successful art exhibition down at the IFI, at the CHQ building back, I believe it was April, I may have the month wrong, but we had a weeks-long exhibition of our client art down there. So it's one of the popular groups, again, of course, because we know art helping people to express themselves. And also, you know, that idea of peer interaction. You know, I always say to my clients, certainly anyway, from a therapy perspective, you know, it's kind of looking for this sense of purpose and meaning again, because we know from a psychological, certainly a positive psychological perspective, having that sense of purpose and meaning. And what brain injury sometimes does for people is it kind of takes away the sense of, well, what do I do now? Where do I go now? So one of the things we're very conscious about at Headway would be offering people an outlet so that they can work on their sense of purpose and meaning. So getting up in the morning, having to get in there and maybe partake in an art and crafts class can be extremely therapeutic for people. Mm. And then, of course, you know, the social part, yes, of interacting. So if you imagine for a second somebody who might have a difficulty with communication and maybe being very self-conscious about that, and then coming into a place like Headway where you're understood, where we're trying to create a safe environment for people to be themselves. So it helps them to kind of experiment a little bit with getting to know people, having to talk in a group, having to express themselves. What we're hoping is that people can translate that confidence, if you will, back out into the world. Mm. So when they're down the grocery store picking up their groceries and they're interacting with the person at checkout, they might be a little bit more inclined to do that interaction piece because they're building on their confidence
and
in the groups that we run.
It's a safety with the similar people that they are.
Absolutely.
In, it? It's very
peer,
safe to be with these groups,
piece.
With the peers.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely.
And that's it's a really good positive thing so that you can
absolutely
you can join the rest of the world.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, we talk about brain injury as a hidden disability.
Mm.
Because
yes,
often,
yes,
you know, we don't necessarily spot it. Mm. And we might
want to hide it. Really.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. So there's something about not having to hide when you come to a place like, yes, Headway because you're understood. Mm. But just going back to your point there about that peer piece, that's really important because, mm, as a professional, mm, you know, I'm working with clients and really trying to understand and, mm, empathize in terms of what they are going through and what they have been through. But when you put people in a group together, it's phenomenal really because, you know, I might say I'm imagining what that must be like for you. Yeah. That just hits one particular marker. But when there's two people who've been through something similar, there's a connection there that can be very powerful.
Now, I'm going to ask you something a little bit personal, like,
sure,
as a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
How does this kind of brain injury, which is it's very traumatic,
mm,
even for the therapist.
Mm.
So how,
mm,
do you look after yourself?
Well, that's a really, really great question. I mean, the self-care piece is really important. Mm. And I have to say, we're very fortunate to work in an organisation like Headway that actually invests in its staff.
Mm.
And we do things like self-care days. We're very focused on, it's very important for us to be well in order to show up.
Absolutely,
and,
yes,
be of service to others. Mm. But I suppose I have a responsibility as a therapist myself to kind of look after my own self-care and to look after my own, mm, quality of life. So how do I show up every day,
mm,
and be available and listen?
Yeah.
The other, you know, important part of the course is supervision and, you know, peer support and peer supervision in the context of the work.
Mm-hmm.
So we work as a team, so that's very important. So I don't have that sense of being on my own. If we think about therapists maybe who are in private practice who certainly might have a sense of, gee, you know, like I just go and see clients and then, mm-hmm, I'm home and then clients. And, mm-hmm, I suppose, you know, that's one of the advantages of working in a service,
yes,
within the psychology
so
team in Headway.
Actually, it's like, you know, what is good for the clients is good for the therapist.
Absolutely,
absolutely. So you are,
oh, well, we're human too.
Yes,
like, I mean, there's,
yes,
no getting away from that. The bottom,
yes,
line is we're human too. So we're not superhuman. We don't have magical powers. So absolutely, we're human.
Might
that
have
means
magical
we,
powers.
Well, we might have a little,
sure,
bit, but I'm not,
yes,
probably allowed to
it's
say that.
It's a little magical powers. It's how you
and you know what, you
client.
Know, the loving the work, I have to say that,
exactly,
too. Loving the clients, loving and respecting, mm, and the privilege of the work of the people who find their way to Headway.
And you learn a lot yourself.
Oh my goodness, absolutely.
About being a human.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, appreciation and perspective. I mean, certainly when I those doors, we've got lovely sliding doors that open in our Blackpool Green office that we're very, mm, proud of. So these doors might, you know, slide after me as I leave of an evening. And it helps to give you perspective on, in terms of, you know, what's really important. You know, we're, a lot of us now are very caught up in the rat race of,
yes,
trying to keep up with the Joneses and, mm, get the 2 and 3 holidays a year and drive the fancy car and live in the place with a nice postcode. But actually, what I have learned in my work in Headway and with the, you know, the privilege of working with our clients is really your health. And I know it sounds a bit cliche for everyone listening in this morning, but really your health is your wealth.
Mm.
If you can get up out of the bed this morning and you can engage in your day and be grateful for something, that has a massive impact psychologically in terms of how you go about your day. So certainly as someone who is an employee, someone who works in Headway, I would, you know, very much have a sense of gratitude for my own quality of life.
So Kiran, you were just saying that you were opening your wonderful door,
yes,
the glass door.
Yes, that's right, Lakshmi.
And,
yes,
and is there a garden beyond it?
Is there a garden beyond it? Well, absolutely. You know, the garden of hope.
Yes.
And the garden of advancement, yes, and not settling. Mm. And that's one thing I will certainly say for the clients that we have the privilege to work with in Headway, that they aren't settling, that there's something in their spirit of, I want something more, or I feel like maybe, you know, that this can get better, mm, whatever the this in inverted commas might be. And our role is to support that. Everybody's on their own individual journey. We're very respectful of that. Mm. And our job is to open the door and to help hold people up as much as we, yes, can.